New Jersey's criminal justice system is going through a seismic shift. The state got rid of cash bail for most defendants January 1st, and that means they won't have to wait around in a jail cell just because they can't pay bail. Instead, nonviolent offenders have a good chance of being released until their trial. WHYY's Joe Hernandez checked in to see how the Garden State's new criminal justice system is working.
In January and February, the first 2 months after New Jersey all but eliminated cash bail, the state's jail population dropped by 10%, a full 10%. In those 2 months, 5,000 people arrested for crimes were released ahead of their trials. Judge Glenn Grant, the acting administrative director of the courts, says the new approach is working well so far.
As with any rollout of a new system, there are minor tweaks and adjustments. But overall, I think the system has worked as intended.
And it was intended to do two things: keep in jail people who pose a danger to society or who might flee to avoid trial, and let out low-level offenders. Judge Grant says cash bail was meant to address these issues. For example, you could demand higher bail for higher-risk defendants, but it did that in an indirect and arbitrary way. In other words, how much money you had didn't really predict whether you would skip trial or commit another crime.
Now we're no longer arguing about that number. Now we're engaging in an honest conversation as to this individual is a serious risk, and we should pretrial detain that individual, or that person should be released.
Grant says the new approach is also a positive step for poor defendants accused of low-level crimes. A couple of years ago, a study found that 12% of inmates in New Jersey jails were there because they couldn't make bail of up to $2,500. But here's the big difference between the new system and the old one, according to criminal justice advocates. With cash bail, you had the chance to get out, even if only theoretically. Your bail might have been a little high, but most people had the ability to go free before trial if they could scrape together enough money. Now,
you're detained until trial, or you're otherwise released. There's no ability to get out, and therefore the stakes are higher, and we think correspondingly, the protections need to be higher.
That's Alexander Shalom with the New Jersey ACLU. He wants to make sure judges have good reasons to confine somebody to jail for what could be months before a trial. And the rules for detention hearings, where defendants can argue against going to jail, have been tightening over the last 2.5 months. But the other major factor influencing judges' decisions and another major change to the criminal justice system is a computer algorithm. It's called the Public Safety Assessment, and it's a computer-generated score assigned to defendants to show how risky it would be to release them from jail. Here's what it sounds like in a real-life courtroom. This Burlington County judge references the Public Safety Assessment before deciding to release a man before trial.
The Public Safety Assessment literally could not be lower in the scores. It's literally the minimum. And I am going to release Mr. Patterson with the condition of monthly reporting. There are some additional conditions.
But not all defendants are so lucky. Here's the same judge noting a different defendant's criminal history and his likelihood to skip court. This defendant goes to jail.
I also do note and weigh heavily and find that it wouldn't assure his appearance in court due to the litany of failures to appear. So the court is going to grant the application, and Mr. Fisher will be detained pre-trial.
In January and February, about 900 defendants across the state were confined to jail before their trials. But for the 5,000 who were released, what happens to them? The lowest level offenders are just let go. A majority of defendants have to check in periodically with a case officer in the state's new pre-trial services division. And a few have to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet so officials can track their location. Judge Grant says the courts have not collected data on how much defendants are complying with the rules of release, but he's heard that people are eager for the second chance.
I will tell you a little anecdotal comment we got. Some people were calling in weekly when they weren't obligated to call in weekly because they wanted to tell the staff how well they're doing while out on release.
Critics of bail reform, especially those in the bail bonds industry, say it's only a matter of time before a defendant out on release commits a major crime. And officials in the courts concede this is bound to happen too. They just hope that public perception doesn't turn on the new system when it does. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.